Pasco, Pasco, can you turn it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Yeah, Richard Pasco, versus any technology issues. The thing about it is when you actually ring him on his mobile number, the 0419 number, 829-145, there's not a personal assistant or somebody. He answers the telephone. It's usually in the what's-the-name pub, but he answers the telephone and can get to you within about an hour or so. Richard Pasco, good afternoon, Cobber. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Pilka. Big cheerio to the Havelock Hotel.
Havelock Hotel. God, I reckon you're one of the part owners there. Mate, there's a squillion questions about the place. Look, we've got a question on NBN, and Fred's at Golden Grove. He'll be the first caller for the afternoon. Hello, Fred.
Hi, Tony. Hello, Richard. I spoke to you a couple of days ago. I'm on rural property at Golden Grove. Spoke to you, I think it was Monday, about the ADSL Adam being shut down 2 days ago. And then Sky Mesh. Now, Sky Mesh, I'm running that, but it's shocking. During the day, I get 22 megabits. 10 to 9, I get 1.1. It's worse than ADSL. That builds up to about 8 around midnight and about 12 in the early hours of morning. What can I do about it? I've sent them emails, but I haven't answered anything.
Have you rung support though?
Well, I've sent messages off. I've had a lot of messages back and forth about.
Yeah, I know. I would still ring. So, you know, do you turn your router on and off?
Yeah, and I've got WPS set up on it and the whole lot. You know, everything's set up. But during the day when no one's using it, I get 22, 23, very happy. Until last night, I went to watch Netflix, and Netflix didn't want to load.
One is not going to load Netflix at all.
Well, it does on ADSL, just.
Yeah, just. So you're probably getting less than ADSL. You need to keep speaking to them because it means that people in your area are using too much, and there should be kind of like a minimum speed that you should be getting.
There's only about 10, 15 farms in our area.
I understand that, but it means that the part that's coming down to you is being overloaded for some reason. So you need to just keep on Sky Mesh's back about getting about making the connection better because it's less than what they're advertising.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give them a ring. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Yeah,
thanks.
A bit of patience probably involved.
I was going to say, Pilka, a lot of people send emails off and messages off.
Yeah.
Nothing beats picking up the phone.
Yeah. Actually, you get a name on the other end of the line, so you've got a reference here. I know. But some people think, oh, if I try the telephone, it'll take forever. I'll be put on hold and listen to crummy music or whatever, Kenny G or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, understand all that, but it is honestly the quickest way sometimes. Yep, you've got to do it. That you can speak to somebody in the call centre and to explain your issue, and you'll find that works better. Because, you know, I mean, I get a lot of emails from people, and, you know, God knows how much these telcos are getting sometimes from people, you know. They just go into the too hard pile. That's why I pick up the phone and ring.
Yeah, some people are saying, pick up the phone, I'll get somebody in India or up in Malaysia or God only knows where. Down at Marden, Pauline's been on the telephone for a little while. Hello, Pauline.
Oh, good afternoon, Richard and Tony. Richard, I'd like to know what mobile phone I could get. I've got no idea. For a 13-year-old, my grandson's birthday, and he wants a mobile phone. Now, he needs it for phone, but he wants to download apps and have enough storage on it. What would you recommend?
Aren't you nice buying him a mobile phone?
Sorry?
Aren't you nice about buying him a mobile phone? I would get him an iPhone.
We'll just see how much it is first.
I would get him an iPhone. That will be the phone I would get him. Not one of the brand new ones because they're nearly $2,000. But get him one of the older model iPhones.
Where'd you get that from? What would they be priced at?
Anywhere, Pauline, from $600-$700 up.
Oh. You're joking me. Forget the phone.
Now, if we don't want that one, if you head over to Harvey Norman, right?
I didn't win $1 million last night.
if you head over to Harvey Norman, Yeah. They've got a Samsung A21 off the top of my head. That's about $189.
Oh, that's better.
Oh, that's much better. Yeah. Okay, Samsung.
Yep. Samsung A21 from Harvey Norman. All right?
Yeah. Okay. Right.
I feel
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Pauline. I feel a bit sorry for the grandson. At one side of the game, he's looking at a $700-$800 telephone. Righto. Yep. Richard, why do people get nervous, and so many people do, about installing their Windows updates? What's the nervousness about all
that? Yeah, they people go along. On Windows 10, it's the safest thing in the world to do.
Yeah.
It really is, and it keeps you protected. And that's what Windows updates are all about. It's about making sure that the holes in the operating system where we can get errors and things and where, you know, unwanted bad people can go along and access your system, can basically, we're closing all of those holes up. So I always say to but people get reluctant, oh, I don't know whether I should do it or not. Or, you know, the message came up about making sure that I install it, so I didn't really want to do it. If it comes from Microsoft and it's in the Windows update settings, you can go ahead and do them with confidence.
All right, okay. This is from Graham, an email from down at Edwardstown. Richard, do all mobile phone companies offer the same sort of guarantees regarding... just effectively the same sort of guarantees. Do they all offer the same ones?
Yeah, they basically do. It's part of the consumer laws here in Australia.
Okay.
So, you know, you've got to guarantee your phone for, you know, and that's hardware failure, not user error as well. Because we do get some people try and take phones back when they're the ones that have mucked it up in the first place.
Richard, a question from last week, and I know a couple of people have inquired about this. If you're stuck at home, what are some of the suggestions about your internet connection to maximise the speed of the whole thing?
It's always about making sure that if you've got to do something, if you're on a Zoom meeting for a start,
yeah,
let's say for that one, make sure you're not checking your email at the same time. You know, the kids aren't in the lounge watching Netflix.
Yeah, right.
Hubby's browsing on something else, because that kind of eats away at that speed that you've got on there at the first. So that's number one. The second point is to make sure that you turn that router off consistently. Try it once a week. And I always say about my clients, make it Friday night. Friday night, you go to bed, you turn the router off.
Oh, really?
Saturday morning, you get up, you turn it back on again. It refreshes it, and it will give you extended life on the router. Because we've got to remember, they're cheap, dumb computers. They run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They run boiling hot as well. So, you know, give it a rest overnight.
I like that. Router, a cheap, dumb computer.
That's right.
Oh, I thought you were having a go there for a minute or so. It's 2:15. Michael, you're down at Oaklands Park with a question for Richard. Hello, Michael.
Yeah, g'day, Pilko. Richard... based on your recommendation, when my Kaspersky protection program ran out a few months ago, I got the trend. But honestly, the trend, I'm sure it's good, but it drives me crazy. It keeps on with these pop downs all the time, and most of them I'm not interested in.
I've got to say they all do it, right? So it comes up on the bottom right hand corner.
Yep, that's right.
Yep. And if you look at it carefully, it says, when they start popping up, don't show me this again.
Okay, well, I'll have it.
So click on that, and it won't come back again.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that then.
Oh, that's solved that one. Good on you, Michael. Good luck with that. Beryl, you're at Morfordville, and David, you're at Aberfoyle Park. You'll be our next couple of callers for Richard Pascoe, just on 2:15 now.
Integrate your outdoor and indoor living spaces and get on board the hottest trend with a stylish outdoor kitchen of your choice, thanks to Adelaide Outdoor Kitchens. 5AA's Variety Radiothon is on this Friday, giving you the chance to bid on your very own outdoor kitchen. Choose from a range of unique and iconic styles and equipment to make it your own. To bid or find out more, visit 5AA.com.au. All thanks to Adelaide Outdoor Kitchens, Variety SA, and Adelaide's 5AA.
Hey you, there you are, tapping on the steering wheel. Ready for a huge drum solo? Go. Nailed it. If you're due for a service, Mawson Lakes Mazda's service centre has all the perks you might have missed. Next day servicing, complimentary car wash and vacuum, and a courtesy car if you need it. Still not convinced? Okay, complimentary breakfast or lunch. Deal?
Mawson Lakes Mazda, just a short drive from the city.
Well, Beth, retirement's looking good. So glad we've planned ahead.
Speaking of planning ahead, there's another thing I think we should sort out now, Frank.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, our funerals. Pre-planning with Blackwell Funerals. Beats insurance, takes the stress off the kids, and we can plan it just the way we want.
Kind of like retirement.
Yes.
Sounds good to me.
With a prepaid funeral from Blackwell Funerals, your payment is safely held in a trust until needed. Visit blackwellfunerals.com.au.
Jane and Bronte from Toop and Toop are in the Interactive Lounge. They're there until 2:30, so any questions, and I mean any questions at all about real estate, selling of a property, buying of a property, renting of a property, perhaps even good property management, give them a call right now. It's all obligation-free. They won't hassle you. It's all done confidentially, but the advice is absolute experts from people who deal with it 24/7. They really are good at what they do. Jane Looker and Bronte Manuel from Toop and Toop. So if you'd like some real estate advice, here's the opportunity of getting for absolutely free and really expert. They're in the lounge until 2:30 on 83660826. That's an 8366 number, 0826 until 2:30.
Harvey Norman Extended Trade, open to 9 p.m. tonight. More time to shop and save. Hot deals in store and online. That's right, your local Harvey Norman store is open late until 9 p.m. tonight. Purchase with 60 months interest-free and receive a bonus gift card up to the value of $500. Minimum financed amount $1,000. Approved applicants only. 60 equal monthly payments. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. Trading hours may vary. Harvey Norman. Extended trade open till 9 p.m. tonight.
The St John Christmas Home Lottery is bigger than ever. With 30,000 prizes, there's a 1 in 5 chance of winning a prize. The grand prize package includes a Samuel James mansion, a marina front holiday home, a Range Rover, a boat, and $250,000 cash. Forget early birds, there's weekly major prize draws. Buy your ticket before midnight Sunday to be in the weekly draw to win a $5,000 spending spree at Shields Jewellers. Visit stjohnlottery.com.au to buy your ticket today. Lottery licence number M13894.
November is Grovember at WEA. Grow into an online business, a Photoshop expert, even a home brewer. With over 300 courses on offer, you can grow into anything. Look for the WEA course guide in the Sunday Mail or Google WEA.
Scraped your caravan? Walker Crash Repairs, an RAA approved caravan crash repairer. This is Tony Pilkington.
And this is our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, for Harvey Norman Computers. You want to get a hold of Richard, you simply go online, richard@adelaidetechguy.com.au, or you can call him on a mobile and he answers the phone, 0419 829 145, the Adelaide Tech Guy. Just great at what he does. Beryl, you're down at Morfordville. Thanks for waiting on the phone. Your question for Richard is, hello, Beryl.
Oh, hi, Bilko. Hi, Richard. Richard, I'm running Windows. I think I know you. You've been out to my place several times, so don't get too technical. I get a little sign. It scared me when you said about Microsoft, because I get a little sign coming in the bottom right-hand corner every so often saying, we need to update something or other Microsoft. You might have changed your password. Well, I haven't.
That will be your Microsoft account.
Right? Okay. So
what you need to do is if you open up this, you're on Windows 10.
Yeah.
You're on Windows, you're right. So you open up the
settings. I'm not there now. I'm in the car. Yeah.
Right. So on the weekend, I'll put all this audio up on the weekend for people, and we get a lot of listeners who go over there to hear the explanations that I gave. But in the settings, you've got accounts on there, and what they do is you click on it, says verify, and it'll take you to the Microsoft account page. You put your password in and you'll be fine.
I don't even know the password, but my nephew installed it, so he might have written it down.
It will get you to reset your password then, but you should be fine, Beryl. All right?
Oh, okay, so it's legit. Thanks, Richard.
It's legit. All right, thanks.
Bye.
Richard, just on passwords for a moment or so, have you got any hints as to a reasonable password that can't be busted into?
The worst passwords of the year came out list again, and it's we haven't improved at all. So we've still got a lot of people that use 1234567 8, 1234567 8, 1234567 8, QWERTY, which is sitting on your keyboard, so they use letters on that. Try and make, if you have somebody the other day again was Crows 1997, which I haven't seen for a while. You've got to make sure there are no visible words in there. So, you know, for people who are using, let's say, Crows 1997, you go 19, capital C, small r, small o, 97, WS, and put an exclamation mark after it. Try and complicate it a bit.
Right.
But also, big secret out there, everybody has a password book.
Oh, right, God, blimey. Aberfoyle Parkway, David from there is on the phone for you. Richard, hello, David.
Yeah, g'day, guys. I'm getting the new iPhone December 1. I renew my contract with Telstra.
Yep.
Now, a couple of things now. What is the battery life lasting for phone calls, especially for music and that?
Oh, fine. I'm getting a day and a half and comfortably out of it.
That's fine. And when I transfer the old phone, how do I do the transfer? Well, do it automatically when I pair up the old phone to transfer my apps?
Which phone have you got?
I've got the 11th at the moment, but I'm going to transfer,
once you put the phones next to each other, you put them under a Wi-Fi network, you can do it that way, or you can restore it from an iCloud backup. Goes very smoothly.
That's fine. Well, the watch, and also, I've got the watch, so that automatically connect with the watch as well, like bring my watch to reconnect my watch as well.
It should, but if you've backed all your health settings up for your watch up to iCloud, you can reset your watch, and then all the settings just come back down.
So, right, restore from backup from the new watch when I bought the watch. That's fine. No worries. Thank you, Reggie. You have a good afternoon, mate.
Sorry, thanks.
Dana from Royal Park, you'll be the next caller. Richard, are you suggesting that the taking your smartphone into the toilet can actually be damaging to your health? Are you serious?
The gastroenterologist came out during the week and has said this. They've actually removed, and apologies if people are still eating, a giant hemorrhoid from a 23-year-old woman, and he's treated another 15 young people in the last 18 months.
Yeah.
The common condition is they all sit on the toilet for too long. So they're in there for 25 minutes, half an hour, which puts strain upon their sphincter, which is always a great word to say on radio, and blood clots develop. So, you know, this can lead to hemorrhoidal disease. So, you know, talk to your kids out there. And if you're in the toilet with your phone as well, get in and get out as quick as you can. I'd love to see Nicholas Berry and Grant Stevens doing a health thing about this. Grant Stevens saying, quick, get out of the toilet.
Really? God, I kind of thought you were... I only thought you were joking for a minute. Okay, Dana, you're at Royal Park. Hello, Dana.
Oh, yes, hello. Start off this way. I'm technologically challenged. I'm an analog person living in a digital world. I relate much more to you, Pilko, than I do to Richard. I understand your view. I understand where you're coming from. When you talk, it's like me talking. With Richard,
that's
a lot
one
of
against
it goes
a thousand.
Right over the top of my head. Many of the things he's answering, I don't know what he's talking about. Right. But I happen to hear something, and that's why I'm ringing. He was talking about, he called them routers, but I think it's the same modem. I was just told by your producer that modem is also a router, same thing. Yep. Now, I happen to have, all I've got is the NBN, a landline. Now, he was saying you turn it off weekly. I've never turned it off since I've got it. Am I meant to be turning it off weekly?
No, well, you've only got a phone line on there, so it's only designed to make phone calls for it. It's not going to hurt to turn it off every now and again. But if you had
how often should I do it?
Maybe one, you know, for you, maybe once, you know, once every couple of weeks.
Once every couple of weeks. And I just do it at the... I'm really badly... I'm not technology in me whatsoever. I can just do it at the switch. I turn it off. Yeah. Will I have problems when I turn it on? Will I have to reset and program?
No, you won't. Remembers all your settings.
Oh, good. All right. I'll do this every fortnight then. Every fortnight.
No, sounds good.
And that will enhance how long this lasts for. It will last longer
will.
This way.
Yeah, it will.
Just one other, one very quick other question. This is in regard to mobile phones. I'm not, this is just someone, I'm, this is on behalf of someone else, you know, with the mobile phone.
Yeah.
When, you know, you turn, you're supposed to reboot it at night time to charge, to, you know, what they just charge normally, just, you know, put it on the charger. But then
that's
because
right.
of the battery, you're supposed to about once a week turn it off, so it's an iPhone, and you get the slide thing where you slide across, and then you get the Apple thing showing.
Yeah.
How to reboot, do you only do it for a few minutes? This person does it over all night on a weekly basis. Would that be right for them to do that?
No, you don't need to do that.
They don't need to do that?
No.
What should they do? They're supposed to reboot it. When they called Telstra, this is what they told. They were told to reboot like that once a week.
No.
What? They don't have to reboot ever. You never have to get the Apple.
No, you do have to. You have to restart it occasionally, every week or every 2 weeks. But it's only just turning it off, turning it back on.
Oh, so it doesn't have to be all night, overnight.
Oh no! No, good heavens, no.
Oh, just for a few. It's enough just to do a minute.
Shut it down. Shut it down. Turn it back on.
That's all. I'll say this. I didn't know this. Now you can see how bad I am. Really bad.
No, you're fine. You're doing well.
I appreciate everything you told all these other people that, you know, understand better, and even those like me that don't understand much at all. Thank you very much. You provide a community service here.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. God bless both of you. You're really doing great work, and blessings for Christmas coming up soon.
What a lovely lady, Dana from Royal Park. All righty. Chris, you're down at Christie's Beach with a question for the guru. G'day, Chris.
Yeah, hi, Bilko. Hi, Richard. Richard, I've got this iPhone 6S, which is basically my personal phone because I've also got a work phone, which I use, you know, 90% of the time. And I was just going through checking the battery, and it said the battery's at 60%. So, and that's when it's fully charged. So would I be better off upgrading it to an 8 or something like that, or how much does it cost to get the battery changed, and can you recommend anyone?
It's about, I'd recommend an Apple authorised repairer to do that, because I've seen too many disaster stories lately, I've got to say, with people trying to fix iPhones who are not an authorised repairer.
Okay.
So I think from memory it's round about the $100 mark to put a new battery in there. But the iPhone 6, you've got to realise he's getting a bit long in the tooth now.
Yeah.
So you might be better off seeing if he can buy an 8 or a 9, a 7 or an 8 from a retailer.
All right, mate. Not a problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Richard, you'll love this. In conversations with Cornsey for Puratap after 3 o'clock, guess who is on? And he's been hard to get. John Kyle will be Cornsey's guest. How about that?
And Cornsey is struggling for people because tomorrow, Pilko.
Yeah.
I'm on.
Oh, get out.
Yes. We recorded it the other week, I thought Graham had actually run out of people to say yes.
Oh, really? So Richard Pascoe tomorrow, John Kyle this afternoon, right? Finally, we can squeeze you in before the news headlines. Keith, you're up at Strath. Hello, Keith.
G'day, mate. How's it going?
All right, we're both well, thanks. Your question for Richard?
Richard, what's the major difference between the Gen 8 and Gen 10 CPUs these days?
Sorry, can you just say it again? I could hardly hear you.
Oh, sorry. The Generation 8 compared to the Generation 10 new CPU in the computers.
Not much that you'd ever notice, unless, you know, it's... CPUs and computers haven't gone that far in the last couple of years. You know, for the general, what do you do on the computer?
Well, I've got a Hewlett-Packard at the moment, which I find very, very sluggish. I bought it last year.
Yep.
And I'm thinking about buying a new one.
The Hewlett-Packard, how much did you pay for it?
$1,600.
No, I wouldn't buy a new one. What I would do is, inside of Windows 10, if you go into Defender, there is it's like a factory reset. But what it does, it removes all the Hewlett-Packard software, puts a pure copy of Windows 10 on there, make sure you back all your stuff up beforehand. You'd be surprised at the difference that will make to your computer.
Okay, Keith, simple as that. Richard, thanks for the time this afternoon. Somebody wants to get in touch with you, it's simply richard@adelaidetechguy.com.au, or the mobile number is
0419 829 145.
Good on you, Richard Pascoe, the tech guy. Just great at what he does. You've got a question about it, by all means, get in touch with Richard